Nagsimula na ang 2016 AFL season noong nakaraang Webes at ito ay panibago na namang laro. Ang pagbubulyaw sa dakilang Adam Goods ng Sydney Swans ay hindi pa rin nakakalimutan, lalo na ng mga bagong batang aboriginal na manlalaro ng football o AFL. Narito ang ulat. Sa gitna ng tinatawag na Swans Country, ang bagong henerasyon ay handa ng lumipad sa ilalim ng maingat subalit matatag na pagbabantay ng dakilang Michael O'Loughlin ng Swans.
So come with a purpose when you come to training, yeah? Let's not mess around, let's not fart ass around, let's get here, get stuck in on what we have to do to improve, yeah?
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Ang teenager na Royce Claus ng lahing Dan Gadi ay lumipat sa Sydney mula Kempsey para makibahagi sa Swans Academy, isang programa ng kagalingan na tunay na paghahanap sa magiging manlalaro ng AFL.
Yeah, I want to see myself pursue this career and just train hard, I moved to Sydney, put everything in it, left family. I just want to do my best and get the most out of it.
Sa susunod na 6 na buwan, magkakaroon ng linggo ang sesyon ng mga pagsasanay, mga laro at pambansang kampo. Ang nakakabatang kapatid ni Royce na si Shaden ay sumusunod din sa kanyang pangarap sa under 16.
Got a bit of pace, skill, that sort of stuff, just like getting in and out of the ruck work, and well, I like being active and it just sets you up for life, like doing something you love.
At isa pang kabilang sa tinatawag na Kempsey Trio ay ang kanilang pinsan na si Chris Holton. Ang dakilang Michael O'Loughlin ng Swans ay tagasanay at tagapayo.
We really like what we see, but the process to becoming a professional AFL footballer at the elite level is so difficult. So we're just giving him a little bit of a roadmap to how to get there, and as you mentioned, they've got to want to do it themselves.
Subalit may dumungis sa laro. Ang pagkakantsaw sa aboriginal na manlalarong Adam Goods ay nakapagtugis sa kanya at di paglaro noong nakaraang taon.
Back to Hanover from Shore to Goods.
Ang AFL ay opisyal na humingi ng paumanhin kay Goods noong nakaraang linggo sa taunang ulat nito. Sinabi ng punong tagapangasiwa ng AFL, Gillon McLachlan, walang manlalaro ang dapat naharap sa anumang kapuotan tulad ng hinarap ni Goods at dapat kumilos kaagad ang kanilang organisasyon. Sinabi ni Royce Claus, handa sila sa anumang uri ng rasismo.
It's in every sport, racism. Like, you just gotta have that good mindset to just push it off and just keep going. Like Goods, he did a really good job, handled it well, especially with the booing, and yeah. You just gotta know how to handle it, I guess. If you can handle that, it just makes you a better player.
Para sa mga Kempsey boys, hindi katanungan kung makakaranas sila ng rasismo, kung hindi, kung kailan. Si Chris Holton ay may plano.
Most likely, everyone will. It's just gonna happen, I guess. It's just the thing. Probably just ignore it most of the time. Just move on with my AFL. That's all I gotta worry about.